AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Before the House Judiciary Committee, former Special Prosecutor Jack Smith is standing by his prosecutions against President Trump.
Trump was charged because the evidence established that he willfully broke the law, the very laws he took an oath to uphold. Grand juries in two separate districts reached this conclusion based on his actions, as alleged in the indictments they returned.
Smith investigated allegations the president conspired to overturn the 2020 election and hoarded classified documents at his estate in Florida. Republicans like New Jersey's Jeff Van Drew say Smith's motives were political.
When you treat people differently because of their political status, their political party, their ideals, that's hypocrisy. And I'm sorry to say, and I don't say it lightly, I do consider you to be a hypocrite.
Smith says he won't be intimidated. A prominent civil rights attorney and at least two other people involved in an anti-immigration enforcement protest that disrupted a service at a Minnesota church have been arrested. Vice President J.D. Vance is in Minnesota.
If you go and storm a church, if you go and insult a federal law enforcement officer, we're going to try very hard. We're going to use every resource of the federal government to put you in prison. Respect people's rights. Respect people's rights to worship. Respect people's rights to do their job without being assaulted.
The House is voting on a resolution that directs President Trump to remove U.S. military forces from Venezuela. Democrats are pressing the Republican-controlled Congress to curb the president's aggression in the Western Hemisphere. Families of the astronauts lost in the Space Shuttle Challenger accident are marking the tragic day 40 years ago. All seven on board were killed when Challenger broke apart following liftoff in 1986. Ryan Coogler's Sinners leads the Oscar nominations with 16, the most of all time. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. People from New Mexico to the Carolinas are bracing for a blast of snow and cold weather. Here's the AP's Kristen Hall.
I'm here in Nashville, where transportation workers like Austin here are already out pre-treating the roads. Forecasters are warning about heavy ice and snow accumulation that could cause dangerous travel conditions as well as long-standing power outages.
Nashville has 40 snow plows ready to hit the streets if and when the snow comes. They even have one nicknamed Dolly Plowton after one of the state's most famous musical residents.
The ACC moved up the start times for three men's basketball games on Saturday. Wake Forest at Duke, North Carolina at Virginia, and Virginia Tech at Louisville. The number one UConn women's basketball team's game at Seton Hall was moved from Sunday to Saturday. In some areas, forecasters are talking about snow in terms of feet. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.